Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
What I'd rather do is talk to the great Rex Ryan.
Yes.
Who joins us periodically. Found himself in a little bit of a, you know, kerfuffle last week.
I don't think he really cares.
Knowing Rex,
I don't think he really cares.
Well, let's ask him. Yeah. Rex Ryan joins us now. Good morning, Rex.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. How do you feel being on Baker Mayfield's list? I'm on there, too, by the way.
Hey, you know what's funny? I mean, you think about this. Good thing that kid's not playing in New York, huh?
Right.
Like, you know, like... Yeah, nah, hey, it's funny. You know, the good thing is, when I look at it, I just told the truth. I watched those first 3 weeks, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, they got all this talent, and they're just not playing up to it. Now, Vinny goes out and plays his butt off. I'm like, okay, you know, but I guess that's kind of what we were expecting from that team. At least that's what I was expecting from that team early. And they finally showed up.
Yeah, how
so
hard?
We'll see if they continue with them.
Yeah, Rex, because it's different now. I mean, you haven't coached for a few years, but you're not that far removed. How difficult is it from a coaching standpoint to put all mass talent together, new guys together, not practice in the preseason anymore, and expect to go out there and, you know, and to play well? I mean, that's a hard thing to ask anybody to do.
Yeah, I guess so, and maybe that's what the deal is, you know. But I can tell you this: I always had my team ready to play early. Now we might not have finished that way, but we dang sure started that way. And I think your job as coach is to get them ready, you know, as best you can. And you're the only one, you know, you dictate whether they play in the preseason or not. So. You know, that's kind of on you. But I guess I just expected, that team to be ready from jump. But when you have two all-pro receivers, you have athletic tight end, actually two of them as we see. You have an excellent running back in Nick Chubb. You know, it was kind of, I expected that offense to be in mid-season form, which it looked like, you know, finally against the Ravens, they put it all together for sure.
Busy with Rex Ryan from ESPN. Rex, what's your reaction to the Broncos starting off 0-4?
Yeah, a little shocked by that. You know, especially the fact, you know, the lack of production in the pass rush. You know, you expected to see sacks and a lot of those things. They finally had, five last week? You know, and then you lose Bradley Chubb. So that's obviously a big blow to them. But, you know, Von Miller's off to such a slow start statistically. I'm a little surprised by that.
How difficult was it being a coordinator in the league for you for so long and then becoming that head coach? How difficult a transition was that? Because obviously we've got that going on here with Vic Fangio, who's been a hell of a coach in this league for a very long time, said it was going to be somewhat of a transition not being upstairs because he always coached the defense from upstairs. So for you, your experience, what was that like?
Well, for me, I guess, I always coached from the field. So that was it. I love to feel the pulse of the players and, you know, get that sense of what was going on from the field level. And it was smooth for me. You know, I never needed charts to coach off of, you know, it's just boom, let's just roll. So, you know, I always loved the interaction with the players. Part of my strength, I thought, was, motivating players and, you know, being right there with them and being able to communicate with them. Look, Vic was with me in Baltimore. He was actually an offensive consultant, but I'm like, hey, look, man, just come in our defense, you know, come. And he did. And shoot, he ended up playing defense better than we did in San Francisco when he was there. So he's a good coach. You know, sometimes there's adjustments periods, though. There's no question about it when you become a head coach. I thought when I took the job that, you know, when you got to speak to the whole team and present to the whole team. And sometimes that's more difficult for others than it is. But, you know, for me, that was nothing. You know, I get up and like, that's too easy. You know, so you know, I guess that's, you know, I really don't know. I don't know if that's the problem right now they're having, or, you know, it's just unfortunate they haven't won a game. Now, look, this week, they're playing half a roster, so they better get a win this week, you know, going up against the Chargers. I think they have one healthy receiver. They don't have a healthy tight end, and, you know, they finally get the running back, but three starters out and they're back in. And Melvin Ingram out. I mean, if they don't win this one, there's going to be some issues.
Well, let me ask you about those issues. We're visiting with Rex Ryan. We've already heard Chris Harris Jr. allegedly make comments about, hey, I've only got 13 more weeks of this, and, you know, players who are going to be potential trade bait here by the end of the month. How, as a coach, do you keep all that noise down and keep a team that's 0-4, you know, focused on still trying to go out and have the best season possible?
Yeah, I've never been 0-4, so that would be new to me, but I have had some bad years. And you know, really, I think, you know, this chirping by players is way different. Look, I experienced it a little bit in Buffalo. I had a guy that couldn't play dead in a B-Western making $16.5 million one year, his last year. And he was bitching because I would drop him in coverage. I'm like, hell, you ain't rushing the passer, so I might as well drop you in coverage. But, you know, he had retired. He just never told anybody. So that's sometimes some issues. You know, you just got to get people to buy in. And sometimes if they don't want to buy in, then you move on from them. But I think that would be the best thing, you know, for Vic. You know, look, Harris is an amazing player. I'm just shocked that he doesn't play in the slot. He's one of the best nickels in football. And when I watch him, I'm like, well, what's he doing on the outside all the time? You know, maybe you guys you feel good about your nickel. I don't know. But that's a little different for whatever reason. Vic's doing something there, with him and thinks maybe he's better on the outside. But, you know, to me, I always loved him. I thought he was one of the best nickels in football.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Rex, you're the best, man. We really appreciate you jumping on. All the best to you. Always love seeing you on TV doing your thing. So appreciate you, buddy.
All right, thank you. Take care, okay?
All right, man.
All right, there he is.
Let's go eat a damn snack.
That's right, the one and only Rex Ryan.
I love Rex.
All right, we'll respond to what he had to say. A lot to sift through there. We'll do that coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.